Good morning. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a 10:30 agenda item, and it's Commissioners to conduct quarterly jail inspection. So what I would like to do is we'll turn it over to CCSO, and we're going to, along with our legal, Aaron is here in the room. And we're going to look at some of the tort claims and some of the liability issues that we just, on a month-to-month basis, are wanting to get in the habit of reviewing them before we do a physical inspection of the jail, which is required by state statute. So with that, I'll hand it over to you.
Chair, thank you. Ms. Van Beek, I know you had some questions. I did not print off our list of all the torts that are out there. So if you would like to just present those one at a time, I could probably address them as we need.
Okay. And then I didn't know, Aaron, are we, because this is litigation, are we under executive session? So then I would move that we adjourn to executive session under Idaho Code 742061 subsection D for records exempt, and F to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation regarding the jail.
Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, yes, I would put any of these torts under possible pending. Obviously, the whole point of a notice of tort is advising a potential litigation, as well as for subsection D, public records. Some of the requirements of the jail inspection also include looking at issues of safety and security, which would not be a part of the public record. So we would go into executive session under both of those.
Okay.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. So motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves recessed into executive session. Thank